Back. Welcome to the Spring Leadership Podcast. If you're new to it or it somehow popped up on your shuffle, my name is Hunter Ferrier, and I'm joining you today with Chase Ferrier, my brother. And if you didn't listen to the previous episode, it ended rather abruptly because yours truly got a little long-winded in the Nebraska story because a lot happened, and there was a lot to unfold there, more than the usual 30-minute story, everything from a stray dog, near-death experiences, and beekeepers, and some turkeys. So
and quicksand.
And some quicksand stuff that I wound up getting in a bind in, and morel mushrooms that I feel like turned me into an 8-year-old there for about 15 minutes. Got mesmerized by them, first time I'd seen those, and had to cut that episode a little short. Or not short, it was rather long, but had to end it before we got into a 3-hour episode. So opted out of that and went into shutdown mode. Not us, the cameras. So had to charge up some batteries, rearrange a few things, and now we're back. So we're going to hop into Chase's half of this episode, and we're going to skip over a few things that happened while I was out there in the between times. They are rather irrelevant to the happenings of the first place I went, and all the stuff that happened at that place we just talked about. All
right.
So we're going to hop in. Lo and behold, I'm back on that word again. But lo and behold, Chase makes his way to Nebraska. We meet up. We actually meet up in Kansas.
Right.
That's going to be another story for another day, what happens there, those day and a half, 2 days we were there. We're coming back up to Nebraska, and I'm going to let you start this off so I don't get down to more rabbit holes.
All right, so pretty much, yeah, we you end up killing that turkey in Nebraska that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that unfolded into us leaving 2 days earlier than expected. You know, ended up all in a truck headed to Kansas. So not going to get into that story at all. Yeah, much more than that.
I mean,
other than instead of taking 3 trucks, we ended up all going at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Me, my dad, little brother, got in a truck and drove and met you. You left
Nebraska
and met us in Kansas.
Correct.
And it all, you know, worked out from there. But anyways, we, you know, had some success in Kansas.
Yep.
And I still had a tag, and we said, heck, you know, dad had taken off. At this point, we were on dad's work schedule,
mm-hmm.
Breck's school schedule, or whatever was going on. Breck's schedule, let's just say that. Yeah. I don't even know if he was still in school or not, or on break, or had taken a few days off or whatever.
Yeah.
But we realized, you know, we had planned to stay
for longer than this.
Yeah.
Killed some turkeys quicker than we necessarily allocated the time for,
right.
I guess.
In Kansas.
Yeah. In Kansas, yeah.
Yeah. So we were like, heck, we're half, you know, over halfway there. I'd hate to just go home.
Right.
You know, and I talked to dad, and they were like, you know, we're down for the ride. You mm-hmm. know, we don't have tags, but we'll go. You know, we'll ride up there with you. Because that was the issue of not having 3 trucks is, you know, if I would have had my truck and dad would have had his, they would have just headed home, and me and you would have mm-hmm. set out, you know, done the normal.
But I'm living in Georgia, and I don't come through Mississippi headed to Georgia.
Right.
I wind up going to, like, Minnesota's and stuff after that. So
yeah.
I don't know when I was coming back.
I needed to be home for something
yeah.
like that the next weekend or something.
You
I was like,
stay too
I couldn't stay. I couldn't just go with you and get mom to come pick me up in Georgia in 2 weeks or something. It wasn't nothing like that. Like, it wasn't where
I had no idea when I was coming home.
Right. It was one of those situations that it was either leave and head towards Mississippi or go hunt a turkey for mm-hmm. 2 more days
and after
had a tag.
After this hunt, your season was over. So
yeah.
It was
I kinda knew that.
Mm-hmm. So you picked the turkey.
Picked the turkey, obviously, yeah. So pretty much, I mean, you and Breck ended up in the truck together. Me and Dad ended up in the truck
Maybe,
together.
I don't
something
remember.
Like that. And I had needed some sleep because I drove a lot of the – we were driving my truck, so, I drove a lot of the way up there. And the day or two before, we had some, pretty interesting hunts, rough hunts. Mm-hmm. We
– a lot of walking.
I'm trying to get down that rabbit hole of the Kansas story. But, yeah, there was a lot of walking involved, a lot of – I was whooped at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't take a lot for me to get whooped. As you can tell by my body type, I'm not the most reserved athlete, I guess you would say. I don't have much reserve. So if I get to going for 5 or 6 days, I got to take a day or two off.
When you're out, you're out. There ain't much left over.
I can run out of fuel, and I'm done. And that pretty much sums up Nebraska as I ran out of fuel quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that in a minute. But anyways, we tee off. We head up to Nebraska. And one thing that I did want to hit on, it was when the wildfires were going on. You remember that?
Oh, I forgot about that.
That was something totally just hit my head. I wanted to hit on it. I remember riding up, and all of a sudden I'm like, man, they must be – running all these crop fields, because it's a several hour drive from where we were. And about halfway there, I'm like, we were looking for deer and turkey, mm-hmm. Just making a trip out of it and, chit-chatting with Dad, and y'all are ahead of us a little ways. And but we started getting close. I was like, Dad, I can't see the dang road ditch, how are we going to look for turkeys? Thank goodness you had been up there hunting, with all your interesting stories we just told that earlier that week or a few days before. And if you hadn't already been up there, I was getting worried. And then, we kind of talked about it. Me and Dad talked about it. And we were like, let's just hope Hunter knows where some turkeys might be, because there ain't no riding roads looking for areas that have turkeys trying to hone in on.
I didn't know about these wildfires until the trip up there. I remember it being a little hazy, but I thought that was just fog maybe. But on this second
by
wave
the time
up there,
you came
like,
back, it was like,
this is what's going on, because you gotta have some water source or something for some fog, I would think.
Right.
Like, what is
and it was dry as
what's
bone.
Happening? And it was, I made this trip, and I've driven this road, and what I was kind of looking forward to showing Breck and stuff, because Breck ain't never been out there.
Right.
I don't know if y'all ever
neither
been out
have
that
I.
way. So I'm like, I'm ready to see some, sand hills and stuff, and we're going through this and going through some stuff that I know there's a canyon here that would be cool to see out the window. I ain't going to stop and take pictures of it, but,
Something to point out.
That ain't there. And I'm like, and you can't really tell where the horizon is because, it's so flat up there, so, open. And I'm sitting there, damn, what in the world is this? And then I get a weather notification. This
Canadian wildfire.
It's just a smoke alert. It's just like the fire is nowhere near us, but there was wildfires in Canada. And the winds shifted and blew
south.
I guess.
Or whatever. Yeah.
And I'm like, what? No, this is a real thing, I guess.
Yeah. And we didn't know. We're obviously nowhere near anything of wildfire. We've never witnessed any.
Yeah, and I'm like, we're about to have to
try
to freaking find turkeys in the fog in the middle of a place that
doesn't
have
fog.
Just an added obstacle now.
Right.
And you can't get out of it, and it's not going to lift.
That was the biggest concern we had that whole trip, because you had known where some turkeys were.
Yeah.
And I think we had texted or something, and I was worried about the fog, finding turkeys. And or we may have talked before we left Kansas that you knew where some should be. And that was a conversation me and you had, was like, this is going to affect them. This is.
I know how turkeys work in the fog, and it ain't in your favor usually.
But it's not fog.
I know.
We're thinking fog, they're going to get in open areas because the dew's dripping. It sounded like rain in the woods. A lot of times in the fog, they'll go to open because of that.
Yeah.
And then we're like, heck, it's dry. It's not like it's making noise.
I know a lot of times turkeys don't even get off the roost if they can't see the ground.
Yeah.
I'm worried. They're going to be up there all day.
It's a visibility thing.
Fog eventually rises. This wasn't going to rise.
Right. So we're worried about what we're walking into.
Yeah.
We're like, we just added another, it was like 20-something hours drive home for us.
Yeah.
And we probably added, 7 or 8 hours?
Yeah, and y'all added
to us
a good chunk. coming back, coming back home. It all.
Yeah, we have to undo it. Going up there, we broke it up by stopping in Kansas. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, we're thinking, dang, did we really make the wrong decision here, kind of thing? And there for a little while, we, you know, not necessarily, it's never made the wrong decision whenever you get in a hunt a turkey with the tag in your pocket and you know, you can keep rolling till the end, or till you got to go home. But I remember, like, you know, it was just worry. That's all I'm getting at. It was a worry and not knowing how to handle it. You know, it's nothing we've ever dealt with before. It's not like, okay, with the fog, we know how to work with turkeys in the fog to an extent.
And also, most times if you're worrying about something, especially in turkey hunting, you're worrying about something that hadn't happened yet.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And once you kind of grasp that, like, if you eliminate the chance of worrying about something that hadn't happened yet, your decision making gets so much clearer. You make so much more precise, educated, knowledgeable decisions, you know, their own plans usually work out a lot better than you think because you're worrying about something that ain't happened yet. You know, there's enough stuff that's happened usually in turkey hunting. It you know, warrants some worry. You spend all your time worrying about something that ain't happened yet. You ain't got much left for that. And then you start just doing stuff.
Right. It's something that I have to remind myself is be where your feet are.
Right.
You know, just be where your feet are and hunt that turkey.
Yep.
Don't worry about the other one in the other county. You know.
Don't worry about one you hadn't heard.
Never worry about one you hadn't heard. That's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Be where your feet are and just turkey hunt.
Mm-hmm. That's what we tried to do.
Pretty much, yeah. So, I guess we got in late, right? Did we get there?
We saw a turkey from the driving in.
That's right. Yeah, so we got...
Worried about not seeing one and what we see one.
Yeah,
you know?
Like 100 yards off the road.
We tried to run it, but...
Yeah, but it happened to be on the piece of public that you knew about.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, one of the gates that you had used before wasn't too far, you know, hey, we're parking.
Mm-hmm.
I know we don't have a hotel or nothing by now, Dad. Y'all ride around.
Yeah, just go take – and they were pretty ecstatic about that, just going to see
go and take what pictures, they could see. You know, whatever.
The fog was – it was rough when it was very open, but if it wasn't so open, it was kind of like
– kind of blocked it.
The openness made it seem a lot worse because you didn't realize how far you were looking into it. Yeah. It wasn't nearly as dense as it might have seemed at the time.
When the ground goes for 2 miles and you can't see anything.
That's a lot of smoke to look through.
That's a lot of smoke to look for.
Yep.
And in hindsight, there probably wasn't anything out there to begin with.
I mean, most places probably so. Yeah. It's probably just sky on the other side.
You're thinking, I can't see the barns or houses.
Well,
there ain't barns or houses.
Exactly.
The same difference. But anyway, so we were up.
We saw one, and Breck took some pictures of it and stuff, and it was Miriam's. True white-tipped Miriams, and that was really cool, I feel like, for Dad to
see. That was the first Miriam I've ever seen, Dad's ever seen, Breck's ever seen.
Yep. And I was pretty pumped because I was worried that we weren't. Cause I'd seen probably 75% Rios and 25% Miriams up there. It could be, and I think, as far as I know, you could possibly flirt with an Eastern. You know, it's kind of in that real, real hybrid range kind of going up there. But no, I remember stopping and going, I hope they see this turkey because that's what half the reason I feel like Dad wanted to go up there was to, you know, make sure he saw Miriam's and that was it.
Right.
And his trip's good. You know, it was already good, but, you know, that'd been cool.
Really just a icing on the cake there for
worth all the hours at that point.
Yeah. And at that point, me and you had swapped trucks back. Yes. You know, we had swapped people back and forth. And I think me and you were like, all right, we're going hunting. You know, we're looking for public land that we can hunt a bird on, and if we hit it, we're getting out.
Right.
Y'all go, if y'all see our truck parked somewhere, y'all keep riding.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just enjoy yourself.
Yep.
And that's all they walked into it knowing that. And it's not like we were telling them that. Mm-hmm. That was agreed upon. But, you know, we made this big loop around some stuff, and I learned Nebraska has mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get on the backside of this bird that we saw from the road, that was – just one of those things whooped me up and down.
Yeah, about a 2-mile route to get 50 yards on the other side of the road, it seemed like.
Yeah.
But that's the only way he could because it was actually at a corner of private.
Right.
And there was some houses and stuff there. And not only did you have to get him on the public, but you had to get him on the right corner of public, because right. he could still be on public and you're shooting. You ain't gonna probably hit nothing, but I don't like shooting towards
I ain't shooting
residential anything, whether right. it be livestock or anything like that.
Right.
So we really had to bank on him doing exactly what we needed him to do to have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing you want to do, and this is in the afternoon, rather late afternoon, is call him in and he comes up where you can't shoot and he's on to you and you've eliminated the next morning as well, because he now knows your playbook a little bit.
Yeah.
So which kind of, kind of what happened,
It really is, yeah. So
all that for not nothing, but,
And I think he had hens with him.
A lot of hens.
That's right. So, I mean, we were, pissing on a house fire.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think that's something you said the other day, and it's stuck with me the last couple of days. We didn't have much in that, a dog in that fight.
Yeah, I mean, you can try. You can throw your hat in the ring, but. Don't get mad if it ain't
right. So
much.
We get whooped, not
the real thing by 12 of the real things.
Right. No hard feelings. Yeah. We weren't upset about it at all. We had a visual of a Miriam to hunt, and we were fired up,
because
I've never killed a Miriam. I've never seen a Miriam. Never heard a Miriam gobble.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first one of everything, and we didn't see him while we were in the woods, but we'd seen him when we passed by. So. We were all fired up, like, hey, that turkey, he stayed down there most of the afternoon, and he worked towards the public to roost, in a direction.
I knew kind of which turkey that was. I'm like, there's one on this side.
Okay.
And he comes up, the route we took, I'd heard him on that ridge.
Okay.
Before, it was just kind of like, it's a, you know what to get to.
Right.
But where I knew the turkeys were from hunting them prior, on complete opposite extremes of this piece of public. It's a pretty big piece, but there's one over here I know of, and there's at least one or two over here that I know of. But in between, there's about a mile and a half of nothing but up-down, yes. up-down, and I don't know of a turkey in there.
It ain't no Mississippi up-down, up-down.
No.
Straight up, straight down.
Yes.
And you're punching through cedars.
Oh, yeah. It ain't a...
And that's
comfortable walk.
Yeah, that's one thing I remember a lot about our hunt. I guess the next day is when me and you were getting our tail whooped by those dead cedar trees down in that creek bottom, and we had you said no, we just got to get through the cedar trees and then it'll open up in the bottom, because apparently one you had gone in was like that, and we went to crawling and belly crawling, and
you can't break them, you can't bend them.
You can try.
They can stab you back. They punch you back harder than you punch them. I know that.
And there wasn't. It couldn't have been a turkey within 800 yards of us after that. Because, we finally were. I mean, we were dog cussing.
Oh, yeah.
We were mad at each other.
At everything.
We were mad that the sky was blue by the time we got out of those cedar trees that time.
It was not pleasant.
I think we went to the truck after that.
Probably did.
I don't think we'd heard a turkey all morning,
got our butt whipped by trees.
Yes. I mean, we were cut on our face. We were mad. Gosh.
And when he's talking about it, I hunted there before heading back down to Kansas after I killed the other one, I guess, or maybe it was before. That's the place I went to and came back that first morning I was talking about previous episode. And I was very agitated person to be around, because of those trees, and B, I was trying to do this whole little YouTube deal.
Oh yeah.
So, and I don't say I don't like it, but it definitely throws a wrench in it, and it is, I respect the crap out of folks who are able to self-film turkey hunting, because it is not easy, and especially if you're A, not great at it, and B, hunt kind of, move around, your mobile when you're hunting and stuff, and having to reposition two trees over is very hard when you got to stake in the ground, you got to redo stuff, and I'm not gonna say documenting anything hurt, because I'm not good at it, but I was trying to document as much as I could. This is kind of the last leg of the season. I wanted to give it a go, try to get some of it, and I'd already bumped two very, very close that came in exactly how I knew, not I knew, but how I expected a turkey to come in, but dealing with this little stake in the ground camera thing I was trying to get, both of them were botched very embarrassingly by it. look up and he's sitting there where I knew he would be sitting.
Right.
You know,
because you're not paying attention.
I'm,
you're
I'm
paying
worried
attention
about something
camera.
Else.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
It takes some adjustment.
Yeah. So I had to go find it after I threw it a couple of times because
right.
I was pretty PO'd. But so I know these turkeys are there, and I know they know what my calls sound like. That's for dang sure because I
right.
called them both in twice, and
you were
just
saying
sit there with my hands up both times, like boo.
Yeah.
You know, ain't
yeah.
nothing I can do.
Right.
Not going to be the easiest birds in the world to kill 3 days later is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
You know.
Right. Right. I was trying to get back at that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, and you kind of warned me like
yeah,
you know, unless we hit a fresh bird. These birds are in here, know I've been in here. They know my call, you know,
right.
all this stuff. And I'm thinking, hey, at least we got a turkey to hunt.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, kept rolling with it. But I remember the next morning, gosh, you remember this. We, you know, we had a little drive to get where we was at because we did find some hotel somewhere. I don't know how.
The dang casino.
Ah, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
See, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Stumbled upon it.
I mean,
literally.
The nearest hotel was a long, long way, and we pulled up to get gas or something, and I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, what's that neon light
yeah.
over there glowing
like,
this cornfield?
Casino.
Up.
And, of course, you pull up hotels. Casino didn't come up.
Right.
I'm like, casinos have hotels, don't they?
Yeah.
When it was like $70 a room or something,
yeah.
I'm like, heck yeah. We got
free,
a big on shower now.
Free slots or
yeah.
something. We're like,
I'll play if
yeah.
I need to, but I just
if
need
I
a shower,
have to play,
man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we crashed at a casino for a night, and that was pretty sweet.
Yes.
You know, just having a, you know, somewhere to shave and stuff like that. It had been a good old minute since I've been able to do that, and y'all
yeah.
are going on a couple of days, too, I feel
right,
like.
Right, yeah. I don't even remember sleeping in Kansas.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we did.
This is happening fast, so.
This, yeah. Anyways, wait, what? What's happening fast?
No, I was meaning the trip is, I mean,
yeah.
about halfway, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry. But I remember, you know, waking up, we roll out of the casino. Yeah, I remember that now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all clicking. This was 9 months ago, 10 months ago when we,
yeah.
you know, did this. And some of this stuff comes to us while we're recording
that's
this.
Why the last one went by real fast because I kept just thinking of stuff that happens
yeah.
first time I thought about it and said, daggum long.
We thought it was going to be a 3 minute section
yeah.
to the episode. It ended up being
the whole
45 minutes.
Thing.
Yeah. And I just, it hit me bad. Just,
yeah,
I ran out. Like, I slept hard. You know, we had been running and gunning for, I don't know, 5 or 6 days,
mm-hmm.
You know, after travel and all that stuff. And I was just down bad.
Yeah.
And I remember I had a white frosted honey bun and a white monster. And, you know, we had probably a 20-minute drive, 30-minute drive, something like that. And by the time we got there, I'd been chewing that same first bite of that honey bun. And I finally was just like, I don't know, Hunter. And he looked at me and said, if you ain't going to go kill him, I'll go hunt him.
Yeah.
Or if you ain't going to go hunt him, I'll go hunt him. And I'm like, I don't want to be sitting here without a truck. You know,
yeah.
I knew that you were going to take your keys and everything. It didn't mean I can, like, go to sleep.
Yeah.
I thought, like, I was coming down with something.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I had the flu at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know when I snapped out of it, but it was – like 9:30 before I snapped out of it. But I remember, you know, teeing off with you and we head out and we're going to hunt the Miriam bird that we'd seen the day before.
Yeah.
And we go through, you know, we'd gone up there. I knew what was ahead of us.
Yeah.
I think that might have been some of it.
Getting over that, you know,
yeah.
obstacle.
Because, I mean, we
mental
had
hurdle.
We had found water. It was like soul deep, but a little bit over, you know, and we were trying. It was loud.
Oh,
it was
I forgot about that.
Thin enough that, like, it, every time you took a step, there wasn't no, like,
no,
put your foot in it
we
and
were,
glide.
Because we knew where the turkeys were because
yeah.
we were there the evening before and we know where he flew
he
up.
Kind of roosted, yeah.
That wasn't an obstacle. It was the 6 pit bulls of those residential houses.
Gosh,
we were trying to
yes.
be quiet because we knew, hey, there wasn't no fence there. Oh, Dad and Breck heard one gobble. We walked out. And we knew where they would probably – we got out of there before that group flew up because, I mean, they had to fly up where
right.
on the public. They might fly down and work to private, but I know they're going to fly up
yeah.
on public. There's only trees there were.
And they were waiting on us at the gate at the
And
truck.
They came back and waited at the gate. We didn't know they were there at the time, but we had to walk down that big old ridge to come back down.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't get out until, I mean, an hour and a half after it got dark. I mean, it took us a very long time.
Which is like 11 p.m.
Oh, yeah, there. Out there, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why the casino was a blessing, because
yes,
it would have been about 1:30 to get to this other spot that had a hotel actually in South Dakota, and very far from where we were.
Right.
And come back down, we'd have to leave at like 2:30, so we had an hour.
Not,
it's
worth,
not worth it. You know,
$120 a night, no, by any means.
So this one being, you know, nearby was a blessing.
Right.
And but yeah, so we get to the truck and we didn't hear it gobble. They heard it gobble and they said it's
right,
pretty daggum close.
And this is the night before.
Yes.
Yes.
And so we're trying to get up in there, but we also know that there's a lot of dogs at this little residential strip of houses here, and we're like, well,
we better do,
I don't
want to
wake them up
slipping,
you know, just to, you know, make them dogs A, wake up and bark like crazy, and B, I don't want them to not bark at all and come over here, you know, at us. I mean, we're a good 75 yards from it. We're not hunting by it. We just got to walk past it to get on the other side of that corner, like
right,
we were talking
right
about. So yeah, that's why we're trying to tiptoe through this water that we're like, the whole time I'm like, please don't be too loud. Yeah.
Which I had rubber boots on. You know, I don't think you did.
I didn't.
That following the water was a straight up, I mean,
oh, yeah,
the tree I was standing by was full grown. And it was still about three trees to the top,
mm-hmm,
if that makes any sense. Three trees of that height to the top. And, I mean, it's like, looks like it should be about 85 yards from
yeah
me. It's that steep. You yeah know what I'm saying? Like, it is just straight up, and it's, like, sandy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were physically grabbing saplings,
yeah,
just ski-poling it.
Right.
You know, grabbing saplings, pulling 3 feet at a time the whole way up there, pitch black dark.
No lights.
No lights, no nothing, just and trying not to wake up these dogs.
Trying not to get mauled and trying not to bump this. Because if this turkey goes any direction opposite, we know where he's going to wind up, and it's on the private.
It's on the
and
private.
It's over
yeah
with.
Yeah. So
we got to have him come towards us.
This whole time, mind you, Hunter's been there the week before.
I didn't hunt this one.
No, no, no. You'd been to that gate. You saw the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see the dogs.
Yeah.
So I'm like, when we're doing all this, I'm feeling like I have COVID on top of the flu.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I don't think these dogs are real. And Hunter is just,
yeah,
just making it worse.
Just how can I get Chase to be real quiet? Because I know I'm about to get real close to this turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you make a sound,
these dogs
come out.
It's like the most, like what you would tell like a 6-year-old,
yeah,
like, you don't want some dogs getting you now.
Yeah.
Go on. And
well, I've like, done that. I don't know. I've done it before.
And I think that's
y'all
what got me out of
that
the truck. Like, you're going to sit here on the tailgate.
Buy
my truck's
going to
be unlocked. There's 6 pit bulls live right here.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy's probably crazy.
Yeah.
I saw him out there whooping on something
yeah
yesterday or last week. I'm like,
but you can stay in the truck if you want
yeah
to.
Yeah, you can stay in the truck. I don't mind. Gosh. Anyways, that was a long way to go
yeah
around this one turkey hunt. Anyways, turkey gobble went the other way, ended up on private either way. You know, we tried to stay a couple hundred yards back and pull him into the thicket, and
yeah
it didn't work.
But
and that was one of them things.
Throw a hat in that one.
We should have thrown a hat in that one way faster
yeah
than we did. I think we went back that afternoon. We went and hunted the rest
yeah
of the property.
But we wound up getting to the
– and trying him again, because we didn't, I don't guess we heard another turkey that morning. Or did we? Then
you wound up killing a turkey that day.
That was the same day?
Yeah.
Man, I feel like we hunted 4 times that day.
We hunted 4 different spots, and there were new hunts every time.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. We left
there.
I
thought it was the next day. No, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, we had to go back through all these hills to get back to where we were.
Yeah,
because of the spot where I bumped them so many times.
Right, yeah. So Hunter's, yeah. Hunter had hunted this, obviously. The left side of the property was almost totally different than the right side of the property.
Yeah, it really was.
I mean, it literally was like a ridge, and then it's 2 different county, you know, 2 different states on each side,
yeah,
it felt like. So we end up, you know, getting our butt whooped all day. We end up, you know, resting or whatever. And, I mean, it was later in the evening, it felt like. And you had said, all right, there's a turkey over here I've bumped twice. He has seen me twice, and I was not able to kill him
mm
twice. He, you know, as a Hail Mary, we can go over there.
Yeah.
And because we knew that Miriam wasn't going to come because we hunted him the day or that the evening before and that morning.
He was out.
He had hens. And he's on private. No dice.
So we just set up and this other one that I knew in the area.
Right. We went to the top of this big ridge. You could see we were glassing all day trying to find holes that we could look because you had seen yours from so far away. We were trying to do the same thing. And ended up, I remember it was like a long straightaway on top of this ridge, mountain, whatever you want to call it. And it was real thick on the edge. And we were hugging that thick edge. And you stopped me and you said, all right, about 30 yards up here, this thick stuff stops and it turns into river bottom. It's kind of pretty, I don't know, cottonwoods or whatever they may be.
No, it ain't cottonwoods. I don't know what it was.
But. Yeah, whatever, oak trees that's in Nebraska. And you said, yeah, it's a good little opening right there. We're going to get up there. We're going to sit down. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I'll be dog. We round that curve, and we've been slipping for 2 hours, it feels like. And probably you forgot about this.
Yeah, I did.
And, like, Hunter's just steadily reminding me, like, all right, just be ready to just hit the deck because, like, we can't see them until they can see us. Yeah. If they're in that little cool creek bottom because it was hot and warm that day and stuff. You know, they'll congregate in those little creek bottoms because of shade. You know, there ain't a lot of shade out there.
But if you want to get within calling distance, you got to get up in there with them.
You got to be up in there with them. I learned that real quick, too. And we round that corner of that thick stuff, and all hell breaks loose. About 60 cows were right there.
60 head of cows just barreled through that deck.
Barrel. Just everywhere. Go ballistic.
Chase is about to die.
And, yeah, I'm still recovering from everything that I was dealing with. And I'm just looking at Hunter. I'm like, well, or actually you looked really, you got like ticked off with it.
And heck yeah, I did.
Yeah, you were mad. I was like, I'm all right with it. And you were like, what do you mean you're all right with it? I'm like, if anything, if they were in a flock in there, I'm like, I like to kiki.
Yeah.
It's going to be like winter, like whatever, everything. What's his name at Rolling Thunder? At Fall Turkey Hunts a lot. Josh Grossenbacher.
Oh, yeah.
Everything me and him have ever talked about with the Fall Turkey Hunting, we about to pull some cards. And I'm just thinking, blah, blah, blah. And anyways, you yelp, nothing happens. We sit by a tree. We just start chit-chatting about a little bit of everything over the last year. We are back and forth in it. We're chit-chatting. We've kind of forgot we're turkey hunting at this point.
Mm-hmm. Just reflecting on some, you know, stuff. All the way back to times we were kids hunting. We never really sat by a tree together that I know of and just turkey hunted together.
Right.
Since we were probably 6 years old, I feel like, and just finally got the opportunity to do that from, you know, circumstances and Spring Legion opening up some doors and stuff like that. And just kind of, it's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah. So we're sitting there, and I said, let's yelp one time.
Yeah.
And we'd been there a good hot minute. And it's funny to see on the camera because I got one facing us.
Yeah.
Like, I just reached over and clicked it on because I'm like, I know this is the last hunt. Like, we're not wearing mics. You can't hear none
right.
of it.
And we mentioned before that, kind of just, you know, dead silent, like, you know, when you put your vest on this morning, you know.
That was the last time, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, we were just reflecting. We were sitting there. We kind of got plump sappy about it almost in a weird way. And I think you reached for your Cody.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no. Did I say no? Or
no, I said no.
Yeah.
When we mentioned calling, I said, I'm not.
He knows that Cody.
He knows my call pretty good, I'd say, because I've seen him twice.
Right.
And, you know.
And you had called on the Cody right before we sat down. And he
right.
hadn't gobbled.
Just in case.
Yeah.
You know.
So I yelp on the mouth call and pow. And it's hilarious to watch the video because I just mask up. I don't know if my mask now. I'm head on, you know, on the bead instantly because this turkey gobbles at what, 75 yards probably. And Hunter's over there just bebopping around. And I didn't know none of this. I'm looking at my bead like, where's he about to pop up? He's about to show up. And Hunter's over there looking for something in his vest and
spit his dip out
and text dad. Like, we heard one gobble, like, because that was, like, a big deal at that point in the afternoon. Like, hey, we have a turkey to hunt, you know. And the whole time, what are you thinking?
I'm like, I know what turkey that is. Yeah. And that's the turkey I about stepped on 3 days ago.
And he is on that knoll.
I know what knoll he's on.
He ain't coming off of it.
Because last time he came off of it, he about hit me.
Yeah.
You know?
So twice.
I'm thinking, yeah, this is the same. I know for a fact, same turkey I bumped twice, incidentally, about ran into, trying to barrel up this thing, trying to do some filming something. And that's when I started throwing the camera and getting real, real mad at everything. But
right.
I know this turkey has seen human eyeballs the past 2 days, or not 2 days. It's been about a week probably.
Right.
But my faith in this turkey crossing this creek coming over here for somewhere that
is zero.
Is very, very, very slim. Yes. So I'm not worried about this. I ain't.
Right.
I'm cautious, but not.
Right.
I don't expect much to happen. I don't have the heart to tell Chase after we just got through talking about this being his last hunt potentially, and he is fired up at this turkey gobbling, but my faith is not in this one turkey. If it had been behind us, I'd have been thrilled, but I know what turkey that is.
And watching the video, you can tell Hunter's just like, yeah, it ain't going to happen.
You know,
not this one.
I wish he'd have rather not hobbled.
Don't break his heart.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't put him through this on the last hunt of the year. And shoot, I yelp again, and that sucker's like 35. Right on our side of the creek, everywhere, and I mean it came together all in a flash.
Start back up.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
So it came together all in a flash, and shoot, I mean he comes to the left.
Yep.
And we think he's going to come to the right. He's got a little.
He comes to the left, and then this is when you're in the zone and everything, and I'm kind of like, I hate to break it to you, but that's the one I hope we wouldn't get on.
This is before he gobbled the second time.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. Don't forget he gobbled another time.
No, I just said I'd yelp.
Oh, I'm dealing with that.
Yeah, you were dealing with that.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah. Anyways, you were nonchalantly getting ready, and I'm face down, facing in front of us. And I had a cedar tree to my left, you know, 2 feet in front of me where I can't swing my gun to the left. And it's beautiful right there, 35 yards, a little flat, right on this side of the creek. I'm like, he's going to pop out behind them bushes. It's just textbook. Walk right there, and I'm going to kill him. You know, and I'm thinking all this, and you're not thinking any of this. And I yelp again, and he hammers, and he's to the left, about to come out.
He's across the creek. He's coming to it.
He's across the creek.
He's gained a lot of
ground. Like, parallel, he's level with us on our side of the creek. Like he's about to be in us in the opening that we're kind of in. We're on one tree on the edge of the opening. Anyways, so I see a glimpse of him after he gobbles, then he turns and goes right. And I've already shifted my gun, and I'm like, where is he at? And I guess you saw a glimpse of him or something. And you grab my arm and rip me back and pull me in like a little six-year-old. You're still hunting with a six-year-old here. And I go back, and I'm like, all right.
Why do you do that?
And this whole time, Hunter ain't got the camera figured out yet. It's on, but it's facing plumb right. Yes. And anyways, turkey about runs us over.
Yeah.
I think I shot him at 11 steps
because
I had a big tree out there about 5-8 yards from me, and he went behind that tree and never came out. And when he came out.
Yeah. And that's when he was going through my mind. I said, there ain't been one other way he can come out at that point. I know you're thinking, where is he going to come out? And I'm like, there ain't but one other way, and it's right there.
Right,
you know. So that's when I grabbed you. I didn't have time to tell you. I'm like, no.
Right there.
Point towards
right
that
now.
Bush right now.
Yeah.
Gun went there, he went right on the top of it.
Ooh, and it was right there in my face.
And it was, night from, downright about the press, talking about this being the last time, you know, we're going to get to hunt. First time we've gotten to hunt together in a long time. Just some circumstantial stuff that's gone on for us to be able to be in that position.
Right.
Just he helped me out a lot being in Georgia, you know, taking care of a lot of Spring Legion stuff. And I'd helped him out in the, recent, couple months and stuff, getting reestablished and stuff and new deals and whatnot. And, just talking about that, last thing we kind of were thinking of was turkey hunting. And lo and behold,
all in 2 minutes.
And about 2 minutes later, we're standing over a turkey,
Yeah.
Your heart pumps for another 3 hours after that.
Right, right. Now, I remember texting Dad that we killed.
Yeah.
and he got fired up. Goodness, I want to hear his whole side of that. That's something totally
I know
different.
He wasn't expecting it probably, and but that was a one of the more special ones I was able to be on for sure. You know, in a long time, but
I didn't feel too bad after that.
Yeah, I was say how the legs feel then. Well, I walk out, you were pretty skippity.
Hey,
heading back.
I knew I ordered some dang hiking boots, that's for sure, after that trip.
Ooh. Makes a lot more sense now. And I was wearing them prototype gaiters.
Yeah.
You know, put them through the daggum ringer. That's some proof. If y'all want to go buy some of those turkey hunting gaiters we're selling, that's the same ones I was wearing, and they went through that stuff time and time again.
Yeah.
And upheld the whole time. So that's when I knew. I was like, we'll take them.
Yes.
Give me a couple thousand.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But. So.
Oh,
that was. I'm glad we got to that because we are on about 0% of every camera we've got. Yep. And even the backup here is not great. So if this thing cuts out, we appreciate y'all listening. But I do want to remind y'all that we're going to be pumping these out left and right from now to turkey season. And it is a weekly show, but there might be some bonus episodes and might be multiple bonus episodes in there, especially on stuff like this. We got to cut these, certain stories in half in a couple 30 to 40 minute episodes. So y'all check them out. The vidcast is on our YouTube. It'd be easy to find at Spring Legion channel. A lot of these hunts are going to be kind of coming out. Could be same day, could be a few days before or after, but some of these hunts that we're talking about are going to be on the YouTube channel for watching. I encourage y'all to check them out. Put a little visual to some of the stuff we try to talk with our hands about. And then, of course, on the Apple, Spotify's and all that stuff, you can find us at the Spring Legion Podcast. And we're trying to incorporate TikTok and Reels on Facebook and Instagram into some of these vidcasts and finding the good clips to put on there for y'all to keep up with as they come out, and some stuff that might not make the actual podcast or might not make an actual hunt, but it's a cool little something that folks, might get a kick out of or might enjoy watching or something. Might be a teaching moment or something not to do. But we're going to be uploading those. So, yeah, we appreciate y'all listening to our long-winded conversations about turkey hunting, and I'm looking forward to a lot more in the coming weeks. Thanks for listening to the Spring Legion Podcast. Chase, if you want to clap, you can clap.
There we go.
There you go.